called kinuye nedorim kinedorim. Any substitute for lashon of a neder is considered like a neder. So Gemara asks, "Maishin or gabi nozir?" In other words, the first mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Nozir, it starts off called kinu nezirus kinezirus, called kinu nozir kinezirus, and there it doesn't explain the other cases of nedorim of shuas and charamim. It only sticks to the chiddush of nozir. U'maishin or gabi nedorim diktani lekulu. And Akam over here, by the first mishnah in Nedarim, it explains the chiddush of kinuye Nedarim and charamim and shvuas and nezirus. Hakam explains all four of them here. So Gemara says mishum de neder ushvua ksiv gabi hadodi, because since in the same pasuk that talks about neder, it also talks about a shvua. Like the Ran brings down the ksiv, the pasuk says ki yidor neder lashem oy hishav shvua. Either you make a neder, and we'll soon explain what's the difference between a neder and a shvua. But since the pasuk talks about them together, therefore Tony Tartan. If our Mishnah now wants to say Chedushim tells us about Kinuyei Nedarim, it also explains already Kinuy of a Shvua. And the Chivon, the Toni Tartin, Toni Lekulu, once you already explain two cases, we already go to finish off and explain all the cases of a Charamim, and the cases of Nezirus also. Now the Gemara is though, Velisni Kinuyei Shvuais, Bostin Nedarim? Like, since you're telling me now in the same pasuk it talks about nedarim, it talks about shvuas, so our Mishnah should have said kol kine nedarim kinedarim, v'kol kine shvuas kishvuas. How come it put charamim in between? So the Gemara says, I did the ton of nedarim. We start off with nedarim, and that is the misasar cheftzo alei. The aside of a neder is that you put an iser upon the chefetz, upon the object. In other words, if you have a piece of bread in front of you, and you want to make it that you're not allowed to eat the bread, you make an iser upon the bread. It's called you're making the bread osir. You're making now something's wrong with this bread. That's the reason why you're not allowed to eat it. Not because you're not allowed to eat it, but because there's an iser upon the bread. That's called the misasar cheptsa olei. You make the iser upon the chepetz, upon the object, towards you. That's the lashon of a neder. Neder always is like, kikas there are like a carbon. This piece of bread is to me like a carbon, that there's something wrong with the piece of bread itself. Therefore, tono nami charamim. If the nedarim, it also explains the case of charamim. The misas are cheftz olei, because charamim is also the same thing. When you're saying kikas there cherum olei, you mean to say this piece of bread should have an issa like hegdish also to be osa to you. So you're also making the object osa to you like a neder. But la fuke shvua, mashenken a shvua promise is different. A promise starts off de ka'osa nafshei min chefza. A shvua always means you're putting the isra upon yourself. You are not allowed to eat this bread. You know why you can't eat the bread? Because you made a shvua that your body can't eat it. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Or else a shvua is only something that I will do, or I can't do. But the isurim is upon the goof, upon the person. That's called the ka'osa nafshe min chetzo. You're asking yourself from the chefetz. So from here it's mashma that the Isser Nezirus, since it says that after Shavuos, is also like an Isser Gavra. You're making yourself into a Nazir, therefore you're not allowed to drink wine, you have the Isurim. It's not the pshat you're making the wine Osir on yourself, but rather you're making yourself into a Nazir, therefore you're not allowed to drink the wine. Therefore, the Mishnah first says Nedarim and Charamim. They're both the same Yisod. You're making the Chefetz, the object, Osir to you. And then it says Shvuas and Nezirus, where you're making yourself Osir to do those things. And the Ran speaks out that since the Gemara now makes a difference between a Neder and a Shvua, you can't mix up the two. If a person says the Lashon of a Neder in a form of a Shvua, he's like, say nothing. Let's say he says, I make a neder that I will eat this piece of bread. So you said a lashon of a neder, and then you said you will do something that's upon yourself. So the Ran says, nothing is chal. You can't say a lashon of a shvu and a lashon of a neder of the opposite way, since they're two different things. That's the Ran's yisoid. And the Ran brings down a lot of gemaras that does say it together. So he says those gemaras are mistakes, and it's lav davka, it should be said differently. However, later he brings down the Ramban sheet was not like that. The Ramban Shita is, if somebody says, I want to make a neder, that I will eat this piece of bread, so even though you can't say such a lashon because you're saying upon yourself, and we just learned the neder has to be upon the object, but Ramban's pshat is, it's not worse than a yad, since you started off and said a lashon neder, even though you finished it off the wrong way, it's not worse where you didn't finish it off altogether, that we could finish it off for you. So the Ramban holds that this is a good yad. However, the Ran holds not like that. The Ran holds, if you didn't finish off at all, you just started off a lashon of a neder, then we could finish it off for you. But if you finished it off and said it in the wrong way, you said, this thing, I want to make a neder, that I will eat this bread, or I will not be able to eat this bread, since you finished it off yourself, and you said the wrong lashon, the Ran Shetar is nothing is chal. Well, we'll see all about this later on in the Masechta. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara asks the question, Posach b'kinuyin. The Mishnah starts off explaining the yisoid of a kinuy, substitute, a nickname for a lashon of a neder, called kinuyin nedarim. Or meforish, then when the Mishnah goes to explain, it explains yodois. It doesn't even explain the case of kinuye, but it goes straight to explain the case of a yodois, a yad, a handle. And it says, Oim melech aveiroi, muderani mimoch. I am like a neder to you. And you don't end off to say that your food should be yosa to me. Still it's good. So the question is why, if the Mishnah starts off with kinuyim, like why doesn't it explain kinuyim right away? For Sue, a bigger question, another question is, yodos inchi. It's missing. The Mishnah didn't talk about a word about yodos. How come the Tana goes to explain it if the Mishnah didn't even say the yisoid about yodos yet? So Gemara says like this, yes, I read behind, the Mishnah really is talking about it. And the chasurei mechsura, something is missing in the Mishnah. Vachi ketani, this is the way the Mishnah should be said. It starts off true, called kinuyi nedarim kinedarim. Then it says, v'yodos nedarim is kinedarim. That is also yisoid abiyad, a handle, a beginning of a lashon of a neder, is also good to make an issa neder. Then the Mishnah goes to explain the case of yodos, the case of a yad of a neder. And now this the Gemara asks, V'lifrash kinuye bereisha. Why don't we forget? We should go back to explain the first case of the Mishnah. True, you're adding in something into the Mishnah. But the Ran explains at the beginning, we would rather not say that at the beginning of the Mishnah something is missing. It's not so nice. Of course, we would rather say that the Mishnah starts off the right way, called kinuye nedarim kinedarim, that's the beginning of the Mishnah. Then something is missing, it should have said also, called yodos nedarim kinedarim. But the question is, if so, why don't we go to explain the first thing first? The Mishnah should have explained a case of kinuyi nedarim. How come it goes to explain the case of yodos first? For the Gemara of Lifrash kinuyi bereisha. So first the Gemara wants to say it's a klal in the Tana of the Mishnah that ahu disolak minei ahu meforish bereisha. When it says two cases, the derech, the manner of a Tana is, he always explains the second case, the one he ended off with, first. That's the one he explains first. And we'll bring proofs to this. Kiritnan, like we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos, it says, Bame madlikim, uvame re madlikim. What are you allowed to light the candles on Shabbos, and with what not? And then the Mishnah goes to explain, Ein madlikim. You see, it explains the second case first. Similarly, another case is, as the Mishnah says, Bame toimnin, uvame reim toimnin. You want to wrap around something that's hot right before Shabbos to keep it hot. So with what materials are you allowed to wrap it around with? And with not, are you not allowed to wrap it around with? And then it explains, Ein Taimnin, you're not allowed to wrap it around with this type of material. So you see again, it explains the second one first. Another Mishnah, Bameh Isha Yoitza, Uvameh Eina Yoitza. What type of clothing or jewelry is a lady allowed to wear outside on Shabbos? And what type is she not allowed to wear outside on Shabbos? It's called an issa yitzo of carrying. And the Mishnah goes to explain then, loy taitse isha, and isha should not go out with these things. So again, you see it explains the second one first. So that's the havimin now, that's the derech, that's the way Yatana always does it. For the Gemara, is that true? V'chol heicha de posach, loy meforesh pereisha. Wherever it starts off with one case, then it says another case. It doesn't explain the first case first, but rather always explains the one it ended off with. Is that true? I'll bring a case not like that. For your Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Baba Basra. Yesh noichlin uman chilin. There's a case that when somebody dies, he gives over his Yerusha. When a father dies, he gives off his Yerusha to his kids. Uman Chilim, sometimes when the kid dies and he has no children, it goes back to the father. And then when the father dies, he gives it over to the other children. So that's called Neuchlin Uman Chilim. He gives it over and he gets it back again. And then there are cases of Neuchlin, he gives it over. V'yein V'loy Man Chilim, it doesn't come back to him again. Like by a mother. If a mother dies, her property goes over to her children. When the children die, the property does not go back to the mother. Then the Mishnah there explains, V'eilu Neuchlin Uman Chilim. These are the cases that goes both ways. So you see, the Tan explains the first case first. Another Mishnah is in Yevamos like this, that it says, Yesh Mutaris Labalayim. There are certain cases that by the first couple, they were mutter, they were allowed to be married. But V'yasurus Liyivneim. Now when a husband dies, to her brother, the Yavam, she's also. The case is, let's say, the first couple that he was a Kayin, and his brother is a Kayin Gadol. So when the husband dies, she's an Amona, and Amona is also to a Kayin Gadol. So even though she was mutter to her husband, but she's also to the Yavam. Then it says there, Mutaris Liyivneim. So a case is just the opposite, that she's mutter to the brother, but for Yasuris Labalayim, that when the first husband married his wife, he did it be Yisr. And let's say a Kohen Gadol married an Amona, he did it be Yisr. So even though the first marriage is also, but when he dies, to the brother there is a mitzvah Yibum. And then the Mishnah explains there, V'eilu Mutaris Labalayim. These are the cases that the first marriage was beheter, V'yasuris Liyivneim, but to the when after the husband died, to the brother, she's also to the brother. So you see, it explains the first case the first. Also, Mishnah Menachis, Yesh Tunais Shemen, some Menachis, you have to use oil, Ulavoina, and Lavoina also, type of a spice. But some Shemen, Velay Lavoina, some Menachis, you have to put Shemen oil, and not spice. V'eilu Tunais Shemen Ulavoina. These are the cases that you have to have Shemen and Lavoina. So you see it again, explains the first case first. Another mission is, Yesh Tunais Hagosha, V'yein Tunais Tanufa. Sometimes by the Mincha, you have to make Hagosha, you have to bring it towards the Mizbeach, but you don't have to have a Tanufa, you don't have to pick it up with the Yad of the Kain. But some cases is Tanufa V'loi Hagosha. You have to pick it up first, and you don't have to bring it close towards the Mizbeach. And then the Mishnah explains the cases, V'yeilu Tunais Hagosha. These are the cases you have to bring it close towards the Mizbeach. So you see again, it explains the Tan and the Mishnah, it explains the first case first, not like we're saying that the Tana always explains the second case first. Another Mishnah in Bechoris is, Yesh Bechor Lenachlo V'yein Bechor L'Kayin. You could have a case that he's a firstborn, he's a Bechor Lenachlo. In other words, if it's the father's first son, even though he married a lady that already had children before, but if this is the husband's, the father's first son, this son, Yashin, is the father, gets a Bechor, gets two portions. But V'yein Bechor L'Kayin, he's not a Bechor L'Kayin, there's no Din Pinyin HaBen, because Pinyin HaBen is totally in the mother, it has to be the first child that came out of the mother. And this lady had children before, so there's no Din Pinyin HaBen. But the opposite way, there's a case of Bechor L'Kayin, that were a man that already had children from a different wife, now marries another wife, and to this wife it's her first child, so therefore there is a Pinyin HaBen, but V'yein Bechor L'Nachlo, this kid does not get Pishnayim by the father's Yerusha, because the father had already a son already. And then the Mishnah goes to explain, V'yezel Bechor L'Nachlo. What's called the case that he's called the Bechor L'Nachlo, to Yarshim to get two portions of his father property when he dies, V'yein Bechor L'Kayin, but he's not called the Bechor, there should be a din, Pidyin HaBen. So you see it explains the first case first. Gemara says like this, maybe really it's supposed to always explain the second case first. But you know why these cases over here explain the first case first? I'll tell you. Because halin mishum di av shulei, maybe these cases all have a lot of halachas. They're very shver, complicated halachas. Therefore, mafarash shu the post of Risha doesn't want to get you mixed up. Therefore, would rather go to explain right away the first halachas first. But in the case where they're not so complicated, maybe then the Tana always explains the opposite, the one he ended off with first. For the Gemara, no, that's not a good klal. For her, the Mishnah says, "Bama behemi yoytza uvame einu yoytza." What are the things that an animal is allowed to wear out on Shabbos? There's no issur shvisas behemtoy on it. And what are the things that an animal is not allowed to wear out? The owner cannot put it on his animal. He'll be over nisa shvisas behemtoy. to lo yavsho. There they're not a complicated halachis. It's not so much there. But Ketonian, still there, the Tana says yoytze gomul. So you see, even when it's not complicated, still the Tana explains the first halacha first and the second, and it doesn't always explain the last one, the one that ended off with first. So the chura we have, what's the pshat? How does the Tana write? So Gemara says, Elo lav davka, atayenech nami. There's no seder to the Tanoim. Zimnin meforash.